Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, weekend has rolled back around again. Before we forget about it, Asheville Tourist Baseball this weekend at historic McCormick Field.
Always fun.
You were out last weekend. I was too, but we were at different games.
Yeah, Friday night.
And the tourists won when you were at the game, and they won on Sunday when I went to see them. So hopefully we'll be on a winning tear here.
Let's hope so.
Indeed. Well, some things you can do this weekend not baseball related. You can go to the Blue Ridge Barbecue Music Festival going on today and Saturday at Harmon Field down in Tryon. Have you ever been to that event, David?
I never have.
That's a great afternoon of fun or an evening of fun if you want to go down there. Lots of amazing barbecue. There's a NASCAR car show. There's a craft show, carnival rides, and a lot of music and closing night fireworks on Saturday. And it's only $8 to get in there. And that, for children, it's free, so ages 12 and younger. So you might want to keep that in mind for something to do. There are actually quite a few festival events going on. On Friday night in Asheville, River Music is back. The Treetop Flyers from Britain and the River Wireless playing tonight, 5 to 7 p.m. Well, the gates open at 5 p.m. at River Link Sculpture and Performance Park. 144 Riverside Drive in Asheville. So you can go down and see some music at River Music. The WNC Highlands Festival, Highlands Celtic Festival, I should say, happening this weekend at Highland Brewing Company, 12 Old Charlotte Highway. So a lot of fun going on out there. And let's see, there's a studio stroll down the River Arts District on Saturday and Sunday. So you can go down and check out some of the 170 artists who work down in the River Arts District. It's going to be a great time there. A lot of good music, too, coming up. We ought to mention tickets are on sale today for Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead. He's bringing his band Rat Dog back into Asheville September 13th at Wolf Auditorium. Those tickets are on sale this morning, and they are not going to last very long. I imagine this will be a quick sellout. And tonight at the Orange Peel, Cut Copy, Electro Rockers from Australia. They were at the Mountain Oasis Festival back in October. They've been here before that, too. This band is really, really hot, and they're going to be playing Friday night at the Orange Peel. So if you're missing any of this, don't you worry about it. We put it all down for you in the Asheville Citizen Times and our Asheville Scene Culinary and Entertainment Magazine. It's online at AshevilleScene.com and free boxes around town. And, of course, it's in your Citizen Times newspaper this morning.
It was a CD release party?
Yeah, we got some music this weekend from Balsam Range. They're playing tonight and Saturday at the Isis Restaurant and Music Hall over in my neck of the woods in West Asheville, 743 Haywood Road. Now, tonight's show is already sold out, but you can still get in to see Saturday's concert by Balsam Range, and they are a mighty fine bluegrass band. The Broadcast, they're another really hot group, too, and they're playing tonight at the Gray Eagle Music Hall. And so just a lot of music going on all around the area. Maybe we should go right on over to some theater. I went to see Spamalot last weekend, the Monty Python musical comedy. And I got to tell you, that's as good a show as I've ever seen in Asheville. I mean, it's just right up there with the very best show I've ever saw, whether professional theater. And this is community theater. But these people are doing just an amazing job. If you love Monty Python, you've got to go to ACT to see Spamalot. And you got some time to get down there. It runs through June 29th. But I imagine that this place will be pretty well packed. So make your reservations now. Other things going on the stage this weekend. Conversation with Edith Head wrapping up at North Carolina Stage Company here in Asheville. Henry V, the Montford Park Players, doing that over at the Hazel Robinson Amphitheater in Montford. My Fair Lady up on stage opening this weekend at the Flat Rock Playhouse. That's a big old-fashioned musical and should be a great show. And Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, running out at Haywood Arts Regional Theater in Waynesville. Good morning, Waynesville. We salute you. So some of the theater happening around the old Western North Carolina region this weekend. And finally, that brings us around to some movies. Have you been to see a movie?
Haven't been to a movie in a while.
Well, you might want to go back and revisit Blazing Saddles, playing for its 40th anniversary at Asheville Pizza and Brewing. It's a 10 o'clock show, so you have to kind of deal with that being a late night event. But Blazing Saddles is such a funny, funny movie, and it's worth going back to see on the big screen.
The great late Alex Karras.
Oh, absolutely. And
Mel Brooks.
I sure do. Mongo. He played Mongo, I believe, didn't he?
Yeah, Alex Karras did.
Cleavon Little was in that. Gene Wilder was in that. Madeline Kahn. Harvey Korman. A lot of those folks have gone on. Some other new movies on the big screen this weekend. How to Train Your Dragon 2, sequel time animation there, family fun. 22 Jump Street, another sequel up on the big screen at the Biltmore Grand, the Carolina Asheville, and at the Carmike. Fed Up, that's an incredible documentary about childhood obesity, is playing over at the Fine Arts Theater. I saw that the other night, and it's a really heavy-hitting movie while you're sitting there eating your buttered popcorn and drinking your large Coke in the movie theater, but it's an important message. Words and Pictures, I saw this one too, playing at the Carolina Asheville, romantic drama about two bickering teachers, Clive Owen and Juliette Binoche. Very good movie, worth your time. Finally, a thriller called Night Moves on the big screen at the Carolina as well. So, big weekend for movies, big weekend for music, festivals, theater, lots of fun going on, and of course, brings us back around to baseball. How are your Tigers doing?
They've been struggling of late, but they're playing in a weak division, so they're still right up near the top, but they haven't been playing well.
Well, yeah, the tourists are doing great, and the Braves are kind of struggling a little too.
Tony, always a pleasure. Thank you.
So long, everybody.